so, but like I said, whether it's up to them. It's up to them, because we are not paying for them. The department, if you talk about the department, we're going to invite the department to come and brief us. So if they stay for the week, you want to add a follow-up, or, and then I'll hand over to Honorable Sinclair. Okay.
Chair, we would be failing in our oversight role if we keep them there for the whole week, even if they do pay their own money, which I'm delighted to hear. But even if they do pay their own money, they don't have to sit there for the whole week. It's 6 days out of work. It's counterproductive. And how are we going to justify when they are overspending and they say, no, Parliament called us to come down. You understand what I'm saying? So our oversight role starts there by saying, we want you for one day on energy there. We start at 8 o'clock, we finish at 8 o'clock. Thank you very much. Don't come late, don't miss the plane.
Well, it's unclear.
Chair, I just want to assist and try and keep guidance. I don't think we're going to meet 6 days. We're going to, my best understanding, meet 4 days. So what I suggest is that we split the two committees, 2 days for economic development and 2 days for trade and international relations. What I want to clarify is if we're going to start on the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or if we're going to start on the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Because that will assist us in terms of our other political responsibilities and so on. So what I want to propose is that we get a draft program to undercover Mrs. van Lingen's concerns about wasteful expenditure and so on. But further, that the facilitator come and meet with us before we go there to get an understanding about what the committee intends to do.
Nyambi, and then on Wakunda.
Thanks, Chair. Whilst I agree with the later honourable member, but at the same time, I want to draw members to what transpired in our last meeting when we dealt with this issue. It was discussed in detail. We made some suggestions. That is why even this thing of having somebody coming from outside, and even the issue of 4 days. So let the people who are dealing with the organizing, if I remember very well, the meeting was concluded by saying, whosoever from us as members who has got some suggestions that can assist on that day of the workshop, the doors are open to present those suggestions, so that at the end of the day, it's all of us as a collective that has to achieve something once we have met in that workshop. So let's revisit that resolution to say, if I feel that I want to make some suggestions about what I want to see happening on that week, It's a very valid point that we're doing oversight. We don't want to have people coming to spend 4 days. But it's not an issue that can subject this meeting to discuss the advantages and disadvantages of it. But you can go and make that suggestion, and at the end of the day, we might end up not wasting this time for something else. So I'm reminding members that we have discussed this thing, we have got views in some of the other issues, but comfortable with the arrangement that I can still go to the chairperson and say, you know what, we don't want the inside person to come and do a facilitation, and we don't want the 5 days, it's going to be the 4 days, how are we spreading them, and then we move. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Nyambi. That was the 8 members. Honorable Gunda?
Honorable Nyambi has covered me partly. I just want to say this one thing. I heard what my colleague saying, this workshop is on the 8th of March. So we won't be, it's not possible for the facilitator to come and meet this committee by next week, because next week some of our members won't be here. We are on oversight next week. So that's another concern. So I would go to Honorable Nyambi's point that whatever suggestions there are, let the members go that route. It will be much easier. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable. Honorable Mind?
I think Honorable Nyambi has partly covered me. But just also to add that we even agreed that last week in our meeting that we'll talk to the chief so that we compromise the constituency day on Monday, which is a day set aside for political work, and the rest of the days are work days, including Fridays, which means we'll be there for 5 days. And the decision of the meeting that we took last week. So I would appeal to you, Chair, that we close it as that, unless if colleagues or honourable members want us to reverse it, that decision. But we should then substantiate why would we want to then now do that. I think the only thing that has not happened is that the meeting said we should get an outside somebody. But the financial implications, if Parliament says because of the financial implications, that can somebody else, we will use the resources that we have. I think it speaks to the same issue that honourable members are raising of oversight and all of that. So I think in the interest of all of us, not of time this time, we should leave it as that, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you for the progressive, Honourable Mind. Colleagues, we point three now. So we leave it as is, as we have agreed to last week. But thanks for your views on it anyway. If we can move on to point three, consideration and adoption of minutes. Also in the same breath, let me say welcome to PMG as well as to the CEO, not the operations director of SALGA in the Western Cape. Welcome. we've got a set of minutes in front of us. It's the 16th of February. Colleagues, consideration and adoption. There's the minutes in front of you. Honorable Martin.
Move for adoption of the minutes, the close reflection of our discussion.
Second. Honorable Sinclair, Honorable Nyambi. Second the minute. Thank you very much, colleagues. Colleagues, report back on oversight visit to Limpopo, point four, for taking Parliament to the people. Colleagues, we have now been asked by the House Chairs some committees to go and do some oversight visits in Limpopo before taking Parliament to the people there. But now, it has come back to us to say that the House Chairs or the NCOPs come back and says that only 2 members per committee are going. Now, I don't know. Actually, in fact, I've got my views on that, but let me not rather say it here. what we're going to do as a committee, we are going to look at the mining issues. Now, there's about 9. I think there's about 9 mines. 7 or 9 mines that we'll have to go and visit during that week of going there. And also on the electricity issues that we will have to go there. To go and have oversight and interact with the communities and things like that. Now, we are going to the Greater Tubati area in Limpopo. So I would like to ask the meeting to recommend 2 members to accompany me on this oversight visit.
Honorable Gunda?
Honorable Chair, I would suggest you take Honorable Ine and Honorable Thamlinen.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I get the impression that Honorable Gunda is used to the heat in the Northern Cape, and he doesn't want to be challenged by the heat in Limpopo. My question is, what about our colleague who comes from Limpopo? Is she going to be there anyway, or?
Well, that's for them. That's why I put it to the.
You see, if this committee went to the Eastern Cape, and I'm not on that committee, then why am I there not to represent my province? So I'm just asking the question. For me, it's almost essential that if you go to the Eastern Cape, then I want to be part of that committee. And I don't know how my colleague here feels. Maybe we should ask her to give an opinion.
To be honest with you, my recommendations would have been Honorable Dikgali and one of the members of the opposition. That would have been, that's my recommendation, which I expressed it to the secretary, but I said, no, let's take it to the committee and let the committee decide. But because, see, the fact is that Honorable Dikgali is from the area. And it's not got to do with mining, but it's got to do with community issues as well. And it's mining and the community issues that we have to look, because if you look at the report, one mine is about 100 meters shaft. It's about 100 meters from where the communities are staying. And as a representative from Limpopo rightfully said, serving on this committee, I think it is just right that we should allow Honorable Dikgali, but I wanted the committee to express its view on that. Honorable Nyambi.
Representing us, maybe if you can take us through the logic of saying we have to have two people, and if it's something that is given to us, there's no way that you can change it, is then that we can start talking about the people that will go there. Because I'm asking myself a question, what will be some of the members doing next week if you have three that are not going to be part of us? It's clear that you're going to have people that won't even form a quorum. They'll be doing nothing. What was the logic to come to a conclusion that you can have all members of the committee going to Limpopo? We are going there for the sake of going, or we want to go there and do justice to assist Parliament when it's coming in the coming week?
Honorable Nyami, that's the same question that I've asked the powers that be, but before I respond, Honorable Maine.
Thank you, Chair. I think we should not really prolong this if the House Chair has decided that we're not agreeing with Honorable Nyami, the person. But unfortunately, at this stage, there's nothing we can do about it because the decision has not been arrived at by the House Chair and all of that, so I would. Please thank Honorable Gunda for the nomination, but say the logic for Honorable Dikgali to be there is very important, and that it should be a multi-party delegation. So I would withdraw Honorable Dikgali, and she must go with Honorable Sisko.
Well, I don't think we've got a member with the name of Sisko in our committee, so I don't know if you know about an appointment of another member to this committee, then I as a chairperson, would like to get that details of the member. Honorable Nyambi, Honorable Nyambi, just an explanation. You see, in our first initial meetings, which you were part of, when the House Chair has called us and all that, I mean, there we were all under the impression it was a cluster that was going. And now, yesterday or this morning, I just found out, or when have you called me yesterday, to say that it's only two members. But I spoke to the House Chair and I said, I can't just take another member with me. With myself, it should be three. And the House Chair has agreed to that. But because the logic behind it, it's not clear for me. Because when we have to come back and report,
the rules of the NCOP say we must be a quorum of 6 provinces to accept any report or any decision. So we are still battling with that, honorable members. But the decision was taken by the presidium of the NCOP, the leadership of the NCOP, the house chairs, and I don't know which other people were involved there, that it should just be 2 members per committee. So that's the powers that be that has decided. Maybe Honorable Gunda was part of that decision body, making body that decided on this. Let's hear from him.
Oh, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, it is really strange to find out that only 3 members of this committee can go. What's the purpose of visiting the Dubatsi area before taking parliament to the people? That's the first question. What's the purpose? Visiting the place, knowing that parliament's going to the... I had the answer just on a year. What is the purpose? Secondly, it would not be justice serving the people as the NCOP's priority is representing the provinces if only 2 members, or including the chairperson, 3 members, while all other members are available to go and do this visit. It might so happen, as the chairperson has just said, there are more than 7 minds. It might so happen that there are some things that you won't be able to see. Whereas you could have done the job much easier if there was a much bigger delegation and doing better oversight. So, but yes, I heard what Honorable Mayine said, that the chairpersons, how they have decided on that. But I would rather see that if there can be 4 or 5 members from the committee, it will be doing justice to us. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, Honorable Mayine.
Thank you, Chair. You know, it's a question of the 2 situations. You've raised an important matter of the rules of the House. Let's say for us to be able to arrive to a decision, we need a quorum. But then I'll not be sure. I'll flag that to advise. I'll not be sure if the 3 delegations leave, because they still have to come and report to us and not take a decision, any decision. Report to the committee, to the members who are remaining behind, so that the committee can arrive at a decision. But my worry is, Chairperson, if you are talking about 9 minds and some electricity work, given from experience of the oversight that we had, well, at some point we had to split ourselves to attend to different areas in the interest of time and all of that. Now, I don't know if the 3 people would really be able to do that. Maybe if we can, because the management of the SOP or the presidents, they are human beings, they can be advised. Maybe if we can arrive to it, not because we want to talk. You know, it's a nice thing not to come to Cape Town and spend a week in the Northwest Province and do some political work. But because I understand that we are here to serve the people of the country of South Africa, maybe I advise them that in line with the rules and in line with a lot of things that we're going to do there, it will be advisable that the whole committee goes, or the 6, at least 6, for purposes of court and for purposes of saying the 2 of you go there, the 2 of you go there, and all of that. So that I think that would then make us very effective as a committee, given the nature of the work that we are dealing with. Mining is mining and electricity to poor people in Dubai, or electricity in particular, is a burning issue. And you may find that it's not only one village that is affected by that thing. People would want to have a meeting. While we are coming to them on the duty, they want to have a meeting. Villages will want to call you, so you will not be able to do that unless if the management has already decided that maybe you're going there as a peer exercise. the people who must go there. Thank you, sir.
Honorable Chair, how big is the delegation that's actually going in total? And is it just the select committees, or is there a portfolio committee also getting onto this trip?
Come back to that. It's only select committees, and it's about seven of them. And we are one. We were under the impression that we will go as a cluster, but apparently that's not the case. We are not going as a cluster. What do I mean by that is that international trade and international relations won't accompany us to this oversight. Because if we would have gone as a cluster, then we could have still take two members and said, but we're going as a cluster. The co-chair and myself have decided that we will probably go split up when we get to Limpopo. But then the powers that be have changed and everything. We are now being clustered with public services, which then in terms of looks at housing, public works and transport for this exercise now. Honorable Gunda, the reason why is still a mystery to me, because I was also asking the question, what are we going to do there, PR exercise, or are we going to do oversight? Because Limpopo was one of our projects that we also had last year. And when we seek permission to go as a committee, we were turned down. You understand? So I still need to get from the powers that be what is going to be the role there. That's why I said that just one member is not going to do anything. What are we going to do there? And when the NCOP are going there, in actual fact, Honorable Sinclair, but you said you got the answer. You must give us that answer just after Honorable Sinclair.
I think it's important to look at the context of what's on the program. The context of that is it's a preparation to taking Parliament to the people, and it's not necessarily oversight. So my understanding of this visit is to sort of test the waters regarding the big event, which is on from the 22nd to the 26th of March. So I think one must understand that in that type of context. So if we can argue till the cows come home, but if the powers that be decide that is the delegation that we must adhere to it, and I would rather be prepared to stay in my province and work there, and I don't want to go and look at that expensive watch. I will rather leave it for the other people.
Honorable Gunda.
Honorable Chair, then if it's for preparation, what is the purpose in taking Parliament to the people if we don't know what we are going to do there? I mean, if we are going for a week to go and see the Lubazi area, we want to get information, knowing the needs and the problems of that area. When we go to the people, we at least have real information. I'm sick and tired of getting information on paper, and we don't see what's happening on the ground. And Chair, this thing must stop. If you want me to say it to the chairperson of the NCOP, this thing must stop when it comes to the people. There's always never money, but there's money for us to do issues that are not important. This thing must stop, Chair, and I'm serious about this thing. I mean, this committee, they're taking power to the people. I have seen it in the past when I was an MPL in the Northern Cape. It doesn't benefit the people on the ground. We must have the real information so that we can solve the problems and the needs of the people in those areas. That's the purpose of taking Parliament to the people. It's not only to go and listen to them. We must solve their problems and their needs. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Gunda. But we would really be happy if you also raised it with the chairperson of the council, as you said.
I will.
Honorable members, All right, the report will be circulated to you members after it's now come from the editing table, from the editor-in-chief. It will be circulated to you. And please, do your recommendations and send it through to the secretary. Please, members. Members, we've got now Honorable Bihali. Is that in an agreement? And who from the opposition would like to accompany us? Van Lingen. So it's Van Lingen and Bihali. Is that correct? Okay, great stuff. Grace will then get all the logistics for you, honorable members. Marty Khan, Khosi, you have been there. No, I can't go to Limpopo without you. Then I'll rather stay in Cape Town and fight the DA here. But, okay, thank you. Honorable members, we've got, we're nearly to the adjournment of the meeting. Huh? Oh, we're introducing Honorable Nyambi's secretary today. That's why he's looking so smart. Because he's introducing, his secretary will be introduced to him. Honorable members, we have come to the end, but I just want to hijack, in actual fact, no, I don't need to hijack. As chairperson, I've got powers, Honorable Mayin. I'm using my powers. We've got Salga here, members. Now, there's one thing that's worrying me. Fact is electricity. There's a whole hula bahai going about electricity, municipalities and the reds and all that. Now, we want to have, maybe at some stage we should look at this committee engaging Salga and the provinces around those things, around the electricity crisis, around some certain things that matter specifically on energy with Salga. I think it's very important because why? Remember, we represent provinces. And remember, in terms of the constitution, Salga has got sitting rights. In actual fact, they've got seats in the NCOP. Salga, in actual fact, must attend NCOP meetings, give their inputs on that. So we would like to engage Salga at one stage, this committee, because I've been to a workshop on Friday that's been called by IDASA, and there was a lot of concern being raised at that workshop in terms of the municipalities, first of all. Are they capable of carrying out the functions, the duties and that, because we found in a lot of municipalities there's no capacity to do that, to look at the energy crisis, to look at all those and to look at energy. So members, I just want to bring it to your attention that we should, and I think it was a concern, if I'm not correct, members and the secretary, it was a concern raised by, I think it's either Honorable St. Clair or Van Lingen last year, that we should engage the municipalities about, I don't know if you can recall, you guys have asked that. So Salga is here, we will definitely get in touch with Salga, it's a warning to them, we will definitely get in touch with you so that we can raise these issues and as a committee and representing provinces so that we can also stand. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. That's also the exact reason why I'm here today, and as far as possible, we did try to attend all of the committee meetings. The visit to Limpopo is indeed, as the Honorable Member has said, is a preparatory meeting. That's also our understanding. And I think our request is also that, Chair, through you, if there are issues which the members would like Salga in the province to address the committee on in preparation for its Parliament to the People project, that that the committee members should please feel free to in fact do so through your secretary, so that we can be prepared on the day in the following 2 weeks when you do get to regular budget. We are aware of the provincial challenges, and yes, electricity is a major issue. You will also note, Chair, that the ad hoc committee on service delivery oversight is also busy in each of the provinces during this period, during the next up to the middle of April. So these are issues which SAVA in any event has to address. So it won't only be this committee, but it will also be that other committee. But any other matters, Chair, we would be glad to entertain those, as well as an opportunity to address this particular committee here in Parliament on any matter that it so wishes. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, members, there you've got the information. Is SAVA accompanying us to Kereke Tubatse? Will the provincial guys be there?
Yes, Chair. Yes, we have informed the Provincial Executive Committee of SAVA, and there would be a SAVA delegation there both during your preparatory visit as well as during the actual program of the Parliament to the people. Thank you.
Ms. Honourable Sinclair?
Yeah, Chair, thank you. I think it makes good sense that SAVA be part of the delegation to Limpopo. But I just want to maybe suggest that in terms of our workshop for the committees, that SAVA, specifically regarding the economic development part, be part of that, dealing with the issues of electricity and the rates and all those things and so on. So I want to suggest that they also get an invitation to that Houdini workshop for the time that the economic committee is going to deal with the issues.
Also, because municipalities has got local economic development forums, LEDs, and we should also hear from SAVA's side, because it's also part of our oversight in terms of local government, where we found out that some municipalities are not implementing the LEDs, or they're making use of it, so that we can go do our oversight and ask and get the reasons why. So it's good that SAVA will get an invitation, the workshop. If the powers that be pass it, it will be from the 8th till the 12th at Houdini Spa. So SAVA will be invited. There's nothing else. Wonderful, Honorable Funding. Honorable Chair? Sure. Madihal? Sure. Honorable Sinclair? Honorable Gunda? You covered. She's great. Are you covered? What is this? All right. EMG, you want to say something? Are you covered?
Just need the. I'll speak to the secretary afterwards.
You'll speak to the secretary. You don't want to speak to us?
No.
Okay. That's good. SAVA, it's covered. Thank you. Honorable members, with that, this meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.
Okay.